Wake Up ECE and be inspired. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is my first podcast. My name is Angelina, and I am here at the St. Mary's Child Center in Indianapolis, Indiana, with a special friend and mentor of mine. So why don't we just jump in and get started? So good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
So I have with me Miss Diane Pike. And she's going to tell us a little bit about her position and how long she's been with our organization.
Yes. Well, I am the Director of Outreach and Professional Development for St. Mary's Child Center, and I have been in this position for 7 years.
Okay, awesome. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your personal early childhood educational journey, which led you to where you are today?
Okay, you might need a minute because it takes a little while.
That's fine.
My youngest brother was born 5 years after me, and when he hit about 3 years old, I turned into this very protective person. I wanted to protect him from my other younger brother, who is 2 years older than him, and so it was my job to push him on his little yellow giraffe and make sure that I read to him whenever he wanted and brought him things. I felt like I was his protector, which kind of followed into as he went into elementary school. I would use my recess time to go in and help his class by reading to the class or helping children who were having difficulties with reading.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah, and so that led me to an early childhood degree in at Purdue University in early childhood, and I knew that I wanted to stay with early childhood because really after first grade they could start getting taller than me.
Okay.
And so I knew my limits, and I taught preschool for a few years and then settled into a kindergarten position for about 15 years.
Nice.
After that, and I loved it. That was very much play-based and inquiry learning, and felt the need then to go on to Butler University and got my education administration license there.
Okay.
And couldn't stop there. After that, I decided to go through the national board certification, so I'm also nationally board certified as an early childhood generalist.
Okay, very ambitious.
Yes,
aren't
you? I just couldn't stop.
Yes, ma'am. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you like most about your organization and why?
I love St. Mary's because of the mission that we have. It's a Reggio inspired program, so we follow the Reggio philosophy, and our mission is to serve children in poverty. We believe that all children deserve the very best in education and the early years. The more we hear about brain research, it's just so important to get those early years. So St. Mary's does that in the what I feel is the most appropriate, developmentally appropriate way.
Okay. So then just tagging off of that, what do you like about your current position and why?
So my current position takes me out into the community. I work with programs who are wanting to learn more about the Reggio philosophy. They use us as a training site to get training hours for other professionals in the field. And we focus on Reggio inspiration, project work, and now most recently strategies to help children in poverty, taking into account brain development.
And if you could, I know that you are working with a doctor that goes to your alma mater of Butler, correct? Is
yes,
that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, we're working with Dr. Lori Desitel, and she has written 3 books. The newest one is just out, Eyes Are Never Quiet. It's a wonderful resource, and it has really helped us to understand the adversity and trauma that our children live with. It really does affect your brain. And if a child is in that brain state where they are not clear, we need to figure out strategies to calm their brain so that then they're ready to learn. And she has really helped us with that.
Well, and I just want to share with the audience that Miss Diane is going to be sharing that process that Dr. Lori introduces with my high school students mm-hmm. here later on this week. So
yes, I am.
It sounds like you do believe that it's important to form community partnerships with other early childhood programs and organizations. But why do you feel, can you give me a more in-depth reason as to why you feel that that's so important?
I believe that it's very important that we integrate within the community, because none of us are on an island. We all have to work together. To me, I know it might be trite, but children are our future, and we need to set the stage for them to be as successful as possible. And the more people you have in the game working for the good of children, the better that game's going to be.
Yes, ma'am. So we talked about a lot of glows of your position in the organization that you are with. What do you find most challenging about what you do?
Well, I find, I don't know if challenging is the exact word, maybe disheartening.
Okay.
But challenging as well. If going out into the communities, I see wonderful programs, but there are times when I am experiencing a program that might not be doing the best for children. And so helping them along the way to get to what is best for children can be a challenge. And if they are not ready to hear and to change their focus, a huge focus that I talk about in training is talking about the child voice, that the adult teacher voice should be facilitator in the background and the child voice should be more in the foreground.
Okay.
And so if they can make that switch, then it's much easier. I also, when I think of the climate that we are now politically, we talk about those test scores and how we have to, it's great that we have children in preschool. Some people truly believe, okay, we've got them in preschool, so we have more time to get them ready for that test. And
yes, ma'am.
That is true that we do, but it's not more time to do flashcards and worksheets, because that is not going to help their learning. If we could just, in preschool, let them be 3, 4, and 5-year-olds and continue with that play base and following their interests and then folding in the foundations within that, they will be more than prepared for that test in third grade.
Yes, ma'am,
but
will.
By taking away that play and taking away things so that they have more academic, and I'm doing air quotes, academic time, that's actually harming them, because instead of doing quality, authentic learning, they are sitting down doing an activity.
Yes, ma'am, and it is so important for us to remember that children, play is their work.
Exactly.
So to wrap this up, thank you so very much for being so open and honest with myself and with the audience. What piece of advice would you give to a novice entering the early childhood field?
To the novice, I kind of think back to myself going in, and I would say to just find your passion and follow it, because that's how you're going to change the world. Sorry, I'm getting emotional because...
And that's okay. This is what I love her for, so...
Yeah.
You
have to speak to the heart and find what you're passionate about, and make sure as you... If it is early childhood and children, always keep children at the heart of it, because things may come to you that kind of thrown at you in the environment, different leadership possibly, but if you make your decisions based on what's best for children and stay true to your passion, then you'll be able to sleep well at night.
Yes, ma'am. So with that being said, what would you share, what type of advice would you share with a veteran teacher, someone who's been in the field of early childhood for quite a while?
I would first say thank you, because it's not an easy field. It's a tough field, and it takes a lot out of you. And I think it's important to know yourself and to know when you're getting tired, maybe it's time to take a rest and let someone else lead the charge, rather than become negative about the field, or it's not like it used to be. Maybe some fresh eyes can help. So thank you for your service, and and continue in whatever way you feel now passionate about.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, thank you so very much for allowing me to come out and interview with you. You know, I enjoy any chance I get to come out and visit with you. And so I just want to say to the audience, wake up, ECE, and be inspired. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.